Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Nan Hayworth of New York's 18th District running for Congress in a major rerun against Sean Patrick Maloney. I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of stuff. We only have 10 minutes, so take them, you know, sort of a minute at a time. Okay, yeah. Simple question. What should we be doing in the Mideast with ISIS, ISIL, or whatever you want to call it?
We have to crush ISIL. And, Alan, we have to do it in a way that is swift, that is smart, that is accountable to the Congress. And I know there's a resolution going to the floor today. Congress and the president have to cooperate on this.
So would you vote for it if you were in the House today?
Absolutely. Yeah. I do favor accountability.
Okay. And Russia, Ukraine?
That is a serious threat because, of course, Mr. Putin has ambitions beyond Ukraine. One of the most crucial aspects we can pursue in that regard, in addition to crippling sanctions, which we should pursue with all vigor, is to develop our own domestic energy resources and compete with Russia, compete with Mr. Putin, so that we are not in a position of being vulnerable to him. And we can strengthen our position by doing that smart and sensible thing.
What do you think he's up to?
Well, he wants power. He is someone who sees himself and sees his country as one that needs more space, more resources, more dominance, because, you know, this is the nature of someone who is an expansive, autocratic dictator. The Americans, we as Americans see the world very differently. When we were victorious in World War II, we were there to liberate, not to conquer. The Russian president takes a very different attitude, and we as champions of liberty have to be in the strongest position we can be in. And one way to do that is to make sure, the most fundamental way is to make sure we have the strongest, most vigorous economy and resource development in the world.
I want to skip subjects. You're a physician. I wanted to ask you about this. Some of the drugs now are frightfully expensive.
Yes.
And, you know, like $1,000 a pill.
Right.
Isn't there something we can do about this?
There is, Alan. There is. And it concerns me very, very much as a doctor. And, you know, I saw it. I practiced for nearly 20 years. And I know, you know, my patients would come to me and say, you know, I can't afford this medication. What should I do? And we found ways to try to help them. Some of our patients, we don't live that far from Canada. Some of our patients would bring in medications from Canada. It's crazy. We in the United States are paying for the price of pharmaceuticals around the world, actually. You know, we're subsidizing pharmaceuticals around the world.
And
so
yet,
there has
and yet,
to be some
and yet,
balance.
And yet we're considering lowering the prices in other parts of the world, but not here.
Right. And it is everybody should be able to afford the best medical advances. And we need to be able to continue to innovate. And innovations are happening in the United States and also around the world. Let's not tax those innovations. That's one aspect of the Affordable Care Act that needs to go. We need to be able to have a path to drug and pharmaceutical and biologic development here that actually is less arduous and crushingly expensive than it is. We need to have patent law that makes sense around the world, and right now we don't. I mean, a lot of these countries threaten that they're going to do, knockoffs. That's part of the problem too. It's trade policy, I'm in a great position to tackle that because I know exactly. You know, I know as a doctor, you know, from both the prescriber side and most importantly the patient side, what the key concern should be.
You've put in a great deal of money into your own campaign. One can admire that, but it's a lot of money. I'm told $600,000. What if you don't have $600,000?
Well, Alan, it's a commitment, number one. It's a commitment on my side because I believe so much in this cause and in everybody who's side by side with me doing this. We are doing this to win this election for the right reasons. And, you know, look, Alan, we've worked, my husband and I, for more than 30 years. We live in the same house we bought 25 years ago. You know, we haven't lived extravagantly. We have savings, and we have a commitment to this. So that's why I'm doing this. And you know what? We need to be able to, you know, it ought to be much less costly to engage in these important public debates. But I'm committed to doing whatever needs to be done to help with that.
I know you've been talking about tax reform in the past. Are we any closer to making something out of these shambles of taxes that we all pay?
Well, you know, absolutely. I mean, look, you know, special interests have way too much of a voice in our tax code, Alan. And, you know, you see special interest cash flying into Mr. Maloney's pockets. I mean, the tax code, the regulatory codes are way too dominated by special interests. We need, for our middle class, for our working families, for the folks on Main Street, we need to have a tax code that is simple, that is fair, that doesn't advantage the big players. You know, the special interests, and this is something that, you know, I've been fighting for and will continue to fight for.
Let's come back to fracking. We haven't been there for a while, Nan Hayworth. Where's your present thinking on that?
You know, Alan, I've been upfront about that from the start. We have to be environmentally responsible and sustainable, and also fiscally responsible and sustainable. It makes a lot of sense to recover that very clean carbon source. You know, natural gas is definitely something that we can recover in a way that's safe and responsible to our communities and accountable to our communities. And I think it's something that we ought to be doing. You know, we need to have an all of the above energy approach, one that emphasizes clean energy. And you know what? What bothers me is that Mr. Maloney is pushing a project that would actually pollute our local environment. You know, he's also, you know, he's pushing an incinerator project that claims to be green energy. It's not. It's an incinerator that would put dioxin and arsenic and benzene into our environment. And yet he claimed, he has claimed to be an environmental advocate. He's not. And when he's asked about recovering our natural gas through fracking, he couches it in terms, well, we're not going to do it in the Hudson Valley. Well, of course not. There is no natural gas in the Hudson Valley. You know, let's be honest about these things. You know, we need the economic boost here in the state of New York. Folks could desperately use it, but we also need to be accountable to our communities.
Okay, last, the SAFE Act. I know that you have some thoughts about that and gun control. Let's see if you surprise me.
Well, the SAFE Act is, again, you know, we bad law, but clearly, you know, we never want to see another Newtown. We need to approach these issues intelligently and thoughtfully, and making criminals out of law-abiding gun owners in the state of New York is not the way to do this.
Of course, it's a state issue, not a federal issue, but you would rescind the SAFE Act.
Yes, if it were within my purview to do that, absolutely. It's the wrong law. Wrong approach.
Our guest has been former Congresswoman Nan Hayworth. She's running in the New York 18th District against Sean Patrick Maloney. Nan, pleasure to speak with you, and I hope you'll be back soon.
Thanks, Alan.